big changes are afoot at the Michigan Shakespeare Festival this year. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on what's going on this summer at the annual Jackson production. What's on the playbill this year, Scott?
Well, Mark, the festival is staging A Midsummer Night's Dream, Henry IV, and Richard Brinsley Sheridan's The Rivals. The big news, though, is that the festival is branching out from its base at Jackson College's Bauman Theater. After 2 weeks there, the festival will wrap up its schedule at the Theater of Cherry Hill in Canton. I talked with the festival's producing artistic director, Janice Blixt, about this year's shows and the reasons for splitting the season between Jackson and Canton.
The very simple fact is we are the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, and one of the things that we noticed in our audience surveys over the years is that more and more of our audience was coming from outside of Jackson and outside of the area, and more were starting to only come for one show instead of all three. And so when we began asking, hey, why is this? What's the case? We would put on all the surveys, why did you choose to only see one or three? Travel and distance tended to be the biggest answer.
Hmm.
So when we were looking at our demographics and who sees our shows, we realized that we would be able to open and run our shows in Jackson and hold on to our core Jackson, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo audience, and most of Washtenaw County still, at our Jackson location. This way, we're also able to be in Wayne County. It was a decision that was made based on our demographics and the future of the festival. When it comes to audience building, we are in a situation where we were kind of hitting the ceiling. Jackson County itself has 160,000 people, and whereas we love each and every one of them, Wayne County has 1.1 million people, not including Detroit. And in the Canton location, we're also connected to both Macomb and Oakland. So for the future of the festival, for the sustainability of the festival, for the financial life of the festival, we knew that we would have to expand outwards. There were a lot of questions about, and there's still a lot of questions we're getting about, why are you moving? We're not moving. We love our location. We love Jackson. The Bauman Theater is a terrific place to see Shakespeare. We are not moving, but we are expanding. And there are conversations that are being had right now of the possibility of further expansion in the future. So that's kind of where the decision came from and why.
Those out-of-towners who were traveling to Jackson, did you have information that led you to feel that they were coming from, say, suburban Detroit, that area?
Yes, we have a pretty large group, a subset of our audience is coming from what they've listed as either Southfield or they've listed themselves as Oakland County.
Mm-hmm.
And it is suburban Detroit.
Those people who only came to one show as a result of distance, perhaps, did they come for the main show? Like last year, I seem to recall it was Hamlet. Is that the show they came to see, or did they come to see the other shows?
Right. It was actually kind of a funny breakdown where I would say, based on our demos, we had about 70% of those people were coming to see Hamlet, the big show. But the other 30% were a rabid sort of, I've never seen Cymbeline, and I'm going to see it, kind of an audience. So it didn't break down easily along those lines, but it we did have larger audiences for the primary, the first show that opened.
We're talking with Janice Blixt, who is producing artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. Their season opens with preview performances on July 9th at the Bauman Theater in Jackson. The thinking tends to be one big, everybody does this Shakespeare play every season, one less frequently performed Shakespeare play, and a third play written by someone else, perhaps inspired by Shakespeare or Shakespeare-like in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What are your selections this year?
Well, this year our big flagship show, it's the way we refer to it, is A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a wonderful, funny, wacky, magical show, and we're just doing it that way. We're doing it as a fun, romantic, magical show. And then our lesser produced is we're doing, actually, this is the first year we've done anything like this, a big combo platter. I have taken Henry IV Part 1 and Henry IV Part 2 and put them together to create Henry IV.
Wow.
We're really impressed with it ourselves.
Does this mean a really long program?
It actually doesn't. It started out at about 7.5 hours worth of text. And this will run a little, it'll run basically around 3, which is the same as Hamlet, Richard III. So that's the way that show is working out. The key on that one was deciding the story that I wanted to tell. And the story that I wanted to tell was the father and son relationship between Henry IV, who was Bolingbroke, and his son, Prince Harry, known as Hal most of the time in the show, who will end up being Henry V. So their relationship and how they come to terms with one another is the center point of that production. So anything that didn't lend itself nicely to that or to the civil war that was raging at the time, because gotta have that, anything that didn't lend itself to that is pretty much gone. So that's our second show. And then our third show is Richard Brinsley Sheridan's 1775 comedy, The Rivals. And this is your show for absolutely wacky, silly comedy with people in giant costumes and huge wigs and all of that fun 18th century, I was going to use the word hijinks again, shenanigans, actually, is the way the director of that show, Robert Kozlarik, who directs for us a lot, he's been referring to it as 18th century Georgian shenanigans. So, and it really is. It's a lot of fun. It takes place in Bath in London, and it's about people who think they know what they want in terms of love and realize that that's not really what they want. And so, again, it's a happy, funny, silly show.
With regard to the Shakespeare shows you've chosen again, are you doing traditional stagings in terms of the time frame in which we see the story, or have you modernized either of them in any way?
Well, in order to tell Henry more clearly, we are doing it period. We're doing it, it's basically 1412, 1413, so early 15th century. It's got that late medieval quality to it. But we're also, in order to take an epic show of this size, where it's a little more theatrical. It's not realistic. So there's very visible lighting and there are visible theatrical elements that help keep the story moving forward quickly and help keep the production on track. So it's got all the wonderful broadswords and costumes and lush look of that, but it's also got a kind of hyper theatrical black box feel to it. A Midsummer Night's Dream, what we ended up going with was I really wanted the fairy world to be the shorthand we've been using is Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings, the elves, the wood elves. That's kind of what these fairies look like. And we sort of built the production around that. So it's when we're in Athens, it's modern dress. It's very current day. And then when they go into the woods, it's very magical. And this is the phrase we've been using constantly, because now you're into the woods.
I have one more question about choosing The Rivals, and that is that in past seasons, that third play has been something like The Importance of Being Earnest, which has an appeal of its own. Mm-hmm. People are familiar with it. They may not be interested, frankly, in Shakespeare, but they are interested in that. Choosing The Rivals by Richard Brinsley Sheridan, a lot of people, frankly, have never heard of him or this play, I suspect. What was marketing in any fashion a part of the thinking when choosing this play?
It was. The Rivals is considered kind of part of the classical canon. It is not as well known as something as The Importance of Being Earnest or when we did Pygmalion. But we've also done She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith, and it was a huge hit. It's part of what can loosely be termed the classical theater canon. And yet, I also think it's important to produce things that people might not have seen before. The Rivals is the kind of show that you might have read about in a review of some production in the 50s in London, or you might have read about in theater history and you haven't seen. And one of the reasons that I like doing Shakespeare is I like producing it for people to show them why 400 years later we're still doing it. I also like pulling out some of these other shows that are really wonderful but might not get produced as often because they don't have that immediate name. It's one of the things the Michigan Shakespeare Festival can do that a lot of other theaters can't, simply because our audiences have come to trust us and have come to get used to the fact that we're not out to put up something incomprehensible. We're not putting up something that is a museum piece or a relic, but we are trying to bring life to things, to productions, to shows that people might not have seen before or can't be produced in some of the smaller theaters. The Rivals, again, it's a giant show. So unless you've got a budget to make that happen, unless you've got the size of the company that we do, unless you've got the background in classical theater, a production like that is really hard to produce. So again, we like kind of feeling like we're serving a niche, we're serving a purpose.
Well, here's the important thing we need to make sure our listeners are aware of, and that is that the Michigan Shakespeare Festival will be in Jackson for only 2 weeks this year. Weeks
yes.
one and week two begin on July 9th. After a week off, 3 weeks at the Village Theater in Canton. So you're starting at the Bauman Theater in Jackson, then moving on to the Village Theater in Canton. Janice Blixt is producing artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. Thanks for bringing the festival to our Current State audience.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.